Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm asking the question, and I'm answering it, is Stetson Bennett a top five college quarterback in 2022? So if you enjoy this video, this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day pretty much on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our amazing podcast with close to 900 episodes available for download right now on anywhere this podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or any other listening platform you can think of. We are available for download. Check out our Instagram account at 100th Football for all clips of these shows. And our brand new LinkedIn page we're excited to announce with amazing draft content. All of the podcast episodes are uploaded over there as well. So if you want another form to listen to the podcast, go over to our LinkedIn page at 100th of Football. And you can find us over there as well. If you want to send us a message, we'd love to interact with you. If you want to come on the show, if you want to be part of the show, right? If you want to come on and be a producer or try your hand at on-air talent, we would love to talk with you and learn more about you on LinkedIn, on Facebook, or anywhere you can reach us. We are open and available to talk to with anyone because that's what we do, right? We're a very open business, and we talk to anyone we want to, and we accept everyone who wants to be a part of the show and talk some football. So let's do this, right? I put my head down for obvious reasons. Is Stetson Bennett a top five college quarterback coming in 2022? Of course. Now, when you look at it, right, he might not have the sexiest look, the biggest arm, the fastest legs, the best technique. But let me change this real quick. If you're watching us live, I'm going to change this so you can see a better view of it on the screen. You see what he's got there? Kissing it like it's a baby for a politician. That's a national championship, folks. I mean, need I say more? We all know what they did in 2021. Got the title. He was a big part of it, right? We know that the first half wasn't the prettiest, but boy, did he ever turn it around in that second half. And, you know, I think the disrespect for this young man is unbelievable. I don't understand. I really don't. He was 17 of 26 passing, 224 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions against Alabama in the national championship. I know that's not the greatest numbers, right? It's not 300 yards. It's not 350 yards. But he kept it clean. He kept it good. Obviously, the defense was a major part. But if it wasn't for him having a good game, having a clean game, and then also in having a very good 2021 season as well, I'm not even going to talk about 2020, because 2020 was all right, but 2021, he had 29 touchdowns, only 7 picks for 2,862 yards for 64% completion percentage. That's almost 10 more of a percent up than it was in 2020. And I'm looking around, right? I'm trying to see, compile like a list of just who all could be the top quarterbacks in college football coming into 2022, right? And I see a bunch of good names. Obviously, you see Bryce Young. You see C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State, Bryce Young out of Alabama. Of course, those two are obviously going to be up there, no doubt about that. But then I keep looking. I see Spencer Rattler, who's at South Carolina now. I see Caleb Williams, who's at USC now. I see Quinn Ewers at Texas, who really hasn't even – I don't even know how much he's even played at Ohio State, if he did at all. I see other guys, too, that I wasn't too aware of, right? I mean, I wasn't 100% aware that they were a top 10 quarterback, a top five, right? Let alone top 10, top five. I see like Jake Haener out of Fresno State, Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina. And I'm thinking to myself, what about the mailman? What about the guy on the screen? What about the national champion? What about the guy who had a very good 2021 season and is coming back? A guy who was a walk-on, a guy who no one thought would ever amount to anything in college. One of the best stories you're ever going to see. Someone who was just a backup to a backup to a backup, worked his butt off, came in 2020, right? There was a bunch of just Georgia had a weird situation going on in the quarterback room in 2020. You hear this guy, you hear a story, you think, where did this guy come from? Right? They do pretty solid in 2020. But then in 2021, he's got expectations. He's got JT Daniels, a five-star recruit, right there on the bench, and he beats him out. JT Daniels isn't even with Georgia anymore. He transferred. He's not even on the team because Stetson Bennett came back, and basically JT Daniels had to go somewhere else. He's over at West Virginia now. Looking for some playing time. Stetson Bennett was, what, like a two-star recruit, if even, coming out of high school? And now he's coming back for another season at Georgia? So, yes, Stetson Bennett is a top-five college quarterback coming into 2022. He's got the national championship. He's got good numbers. He's got solid numbers. The disrespect is unreal, guys. Look around. I did it. Look around on the internet. Look at all of the major networks, all these networks. I did not find Stetson Bennett in hardly any of them. And those were top 10s. This guy is a top 5 quarterback. I will debate it each and every single day if I have to. Stetson Bennett is a top 5 college quarterback in 2022. But I rest my case. Like I say, he's got the championship. He's got good numbers. He beat out a five-star recruit. He was a walk-on. He was a backup to a backup to a backup to a backup. I mean, come on. This guy is a top-five quarterback this upcoming season in 2022. But I'm just saying, if you disagree with me, or if you agree with me, put it in the comments, and I would love to have a nice civil debate on YouTube, on Facebook. We love interacting with our fans. Whether it's good or bad, right? Hope, fingers crossed, good. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But we enjoy all the support you guys have been giving us on all of our channels. We're close to, I believe, 600 subscribers on YouTube. Over 1,000 plus. I will say this comfortably. Over 15,000 likes on Facebook. I can say that comfortably. I've looked in a minute. 900 almost episodes on our podcast. Amazing download numbers. Thank you all so much for the downloads. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, go listen to it. Instagram, we're still growing over there. Go check us out for all the clips of our shows. And our, like I mentioned earlier, our LinkedIn page, brand new, at 100s Football, where all the episodes of the podcast, right? Every time, say if we upload a podcast at 8 in the morning, it will be over there on LinkedIn at probably 8 o'clock or 8:05. So go over there, check us out. It's another way to interact with us, message us, talk with us, and their way to listen to the podcast as well. But it's time, guys. College football, it's still a little bit of ways. We know the NFL draft is here, but college football, we are ramping it up. You all know we love some college football here on the show. So please, if you enjoy it, like, comment, share, and subscribe. I've been your host, Logan Ayers. Is Stetson Bennett a top five college quarterback in 2022? The answer to that question. And give me one second. I'm going to do something special for the fans here. I'm going to put something a little bit new here. To answer this question, right? Is Stetson Bennett a college top five quarterback in 2022? Check out the screen if you're watching us live. Y-E-S, yes, yes, yes. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone. We will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.